Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 800. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet, and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. As I always say, I want this to be a place where you can hear the truth. I like to base much of what I say on data, actual published studies. That way we can cut through some of these myths that are floating around there, and hopefully, again, get to the truth. And in case you're new here, I'll explain a little bit about me and my credentials. I have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I'm faculty at three different higher level institutions where I instruct students on nutrition and lifestyle and behavior modification and exercise science. I've also published research as it relates to weight management and type 2 diabetes, and I've also presented my research at national conferences and have been featured in over 70 different media outlets for my expertise in nutrition and exercise science and lifestyle and all of those things. But most importantly, I love listening to and answering your questions, so if you haven't done so already, definitely send one in. And with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. I have kind of a specific question to me, but what I'm noticing might be more common for young professional males. I've been working in the corporate environment for a while now, and I've noticed I've put on a lot of weight, but it's only on my waistline. Like my arms and my legs still feel particularly fit, and I don't have a lot of weight there. I've read that this has something to do with stress, and so I wanted to just check in with you and see if you have any kind of guidance you could provide on how to manage that. Specifically, diet hasn't changed or anything, just the work environment. Thanks for all that you do with Optimal Health Daily. It really brings a lot of light to my life. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Matthew, and thank you so much for listening and for your kind words. Now, when you mentioned that you were working in a corporate environment, I'm picturing a desk job where the majority of the day is spent in front of a computer screen. I hope that I got that right. Now, I know you mentioned that you felt your question was quite specific to you and your situation, but I think that many share your experience. In fact, I'll share a story with you. A recent college graduate didn't quite know what to do with his new degree, so he resorted to working in the payroll department of a small company. Now, this wasn't his dream job, but it helped pay the bills, so he put up with it. This meant his days involved sitting at a desk for 8 to 9 hours, staring at time cards trying to decipher people's terrible penmanship. Then, after that eye strain of staring at the time cards, he then stared at a computer screen, transferring those numbers into payroll software. The job was pretty stressful, and it didn't help that lunch was usually some form of fast food and was often consumed at his desk. When he got home, he was too tired to exercise. And exercising before work was not going to happen because he enjoyed his sleep way too much. He was skinny as a college student, but after 2 years of working this job, his waist circumference went from 28 inches to 36 inches. So there was definitely some weight gain around the belly. His total blood cholesterol levels went from normal to over 220, which means he was at an increased risk for cardiovascular disease. Now, he already had an underlying chronic condition, so if some major lifestyle changes weren't going to be made, then another chronic disease diagnosis was likely on the horizon. Luckily, changes were made, but it definitely took some time, consistency, patience, and persistence before any results were seen. So Matthew, I think a lot of folks share your experience. Oh, and in case you hadn't already guessed, this person I just described was me. Now Matthew, you mentioned you were hoping for some diet advice specifically. The key here is to create a calorie deficit by reducing your total food intake each day. Now this doesn't need to be drastic. I would say that cutting your calories down by at least 100, but no more than 500 per day would be a good start. Now, this is where you can get really creative so that you don't feel deprived. Now, during one of last week's episodes, I mentioned that researchers found that those that deprive themselves of certain foods often find themselves consuming more of that food once they get their hands on it. So we have to somehow trick the brain into thinking we're not missing out on anything, even though we're cutting back on our intake. I'll give you some examples. Let's say with lunch, you always have 16 fluid ounces of soda. Your first option here would be to switch to diet soda. That's because most diet sodas contain zero calories, so that's an easy way to quickly reduce your calorie intake. But let's say you hate the taste of diet sodas. Instead of replacing the diet soda with water, which many would recommend, but the problem with that is it's going to make you miss the soda and feel deprived. So instead, order 12 fluid ounces of soda. This alone will probably save you about 50 calories right there, and yet you'll still get to enjoy your favorite drink. So if your goal is to cut back by 100 calories each day, you're already halfway there just by making that one small change. Now let's say at dinner, you normally eat 2 cups of pasta. If you want to know about how much 2 cups of anything is, make 2 fists and hold them together. There you go, that's about 2 cups. Instead of removing the pasta altogether and replacing it with salad or boiled vegetables, have 1.5 cups of pasta instead of your normal 2 cups. Again, the genius behind this is that you can still eat the foods you like, but you're cutting back on the portions, saving you calories. Now, while this sounds great, please know that at some point, your body will get used to this new pattern of eating. If your body gets used to this pattern, the weight loss will stop. So in order to see the weight come off fairly consistently and shrink around the belly especially, it will take some consistency, patience, and persistence. You will need to maintain that calorie deficit for some time in order to start seeing a difference, especially if your activity level doesn't change. Matthew, you mentioned that your job is stressful, and you are absolutely right that stress seems to tell the body to store our excess calories as fat around the belly. In fact, it's likely the stress hormone cortisol is causing that to happen. So managing that stress effectively is also key. And sadly, the last place the body likes to give up its fat stores is around the abdomen. So again, you may not see or feel any changes in that area of the body right away, but stick with it. Take it from me as a former 9-to-5er at a payroll department, it does happen. The trick is to not deprive yourself and watch those portions, and have patience, and be consistent.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again for the question, Matthew. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You could even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. I can't believe it. That's 800 episodes of Optimal Health Daily. That's all thanks to you. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. We couldn't have done 800 episodes without your support. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.